Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now podcast. My name is Sonia Sophie and today once again I am here with my wonderful friend and yoga teacher
Christina Sergun Powers,
who specializes in Kundalini yoga, one of the oldest or the mother yogas and my favorite type of yoga, by the way. And as last week, we are talking again today about the holidays, because they're still upon us and will be for the next 4 to 6 weeks or so. I'm not quite sure how many. And there are many, many things that are going on and are different. Some of them are more stressful. Some of them are happy and fun. And everyone knows, though, that those times are different than other times of the year. Today, we will talk about the eating that is going on, or maybe things that we can do differently.
And I think this is a great topic to start with, because I think that when we consciously move into anything, whether we're consciously thinking about how we connect with other people, how we consciously plan, you know, people talk about the gift giving and all that, you want to kind of go back to where it starts and where it can go all wrong if we are not conscious about it. So the food, the energy that we eat and we bring into our body, during that time, it's traditionally been laden with sugar and breads and things like that, that, you know, ultimately are sugar and more drinking, which is more sugar. And if we are in a state of stress, worry, concern about, you know, not having enough money, not having enough time, not, you know, whatever family issues and triggers it pushes, that pushes us over the edge. I mean, it really just catapults us right into that spin, that cycle. And when we approach it and we have, you know, our body is ready, our brain is ready to approach those areas that might have been triggers before, we are better equipped to consciously shift. In fact, it's going to happen. I mean, I'm going to tell you right yes. here, it is, without a doubt. So we work today in the Kundalini class that I just taught on the digestive system. And really where the whole trigger starts, if we're really conscious about it, is the shifting in the weather. Because we have to shift our diet. If we're eating the same foods, it's not, our body doesn't work the same in the cold weather. It has to shift to the fall, autumn, winter diet. And our digestive system is working differently. And we're over abusing our digestive system if we're eating the same kinds of foods that we were eating in the summer. We're not maybe feeding our body enough that it needs to be fed. So we need the roots, and you can talk more about that. The weather has changed, the light, amount of light we have has changed, our whole system has changed. And if we don't consciously go into that and go, okay, I have to have a new eating pattern because of the weather, I have to have new foods that I'm eating, and then we can start thinking, and so your system is already compromised if you don't change now, because mm-hmm. the time zone has changed, the weather has changed now. If you don't change now, you're already spinning into that. So we're only 2 weeks away from, is it 2 weeks or 1 week from Thanksgiving?
Two.
So we're only 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, so we're already prepping and preparing if we're going to have a gathering, and we're not consciously thinking about it. We're just going to the old things that we provided. So that's why I say it starts with what's happening with your daily diet right now, and
yeah.
moving into maybe, you know, I'm not saying wipe out the whole menu system, but I'm saying let's bring in some consciousness. Over the years, my family has grown to know the conscious foods and the different things that we eat, and they've grown to, that's part of the tradition that we have. And I'm sure if I were to change everything 1 year and it was, you know, let's say we were eating all fish, that might be shocking to everybody. So we would want to integrate it. So I would just propose that people think of what they can consciously change and bring some more health and vitality into and consciousness into their menu mm-hmm. for the holidays.
And so I want to throw this in here right now for those who say that really, you know, the menu, whatever is being prepared on Thanksgiving, there's no way you can mess with that because it's just too much of a tradition in your family. what you then can shift into is saying, well, you know, if you eat something that's not good for you one day a year, it's okay. But then this holiday season is a season, then just move into being super conscious of how you eat the 2 weeks before and the 2 weeks after. And therefore, especially those of you who are in families where there is a lot of eating tradition on certain days, and these are the foods that are being made, and maybe you don't want to be the one that says, you know, I'm not eating that anymore, because that can kind of throw you out, can cause extra stress, then just for yourself and, you know, maybe your family, if you're the head of a family and you decide what's on the table, then shift what you're eating the other days of the holiday season, so that you have those few days that, you know, there are big family gatherings and, you know, certain foods are going to be served, that you know that you have eaten more lightly before and that you will eat again more lightly after. And even that is a testing time because of the things that you just mentioned. The sun goes down earlier and it doesn't come up as early, so there is less daylight, the temperatures are shifting, and the body wants, naturally it feels like it wants more. And because we are so far removed from what naturally is good from our body, we usually, many of us, can't listen to our body anymore so good, the message that we hear is sugar, sugar, mm-hmm. sugar. And so instead of going more into the healthy foods and the winter squashes and soups, so those are some things that are very good, soups that you make from scratch and just plain, you know, veggies. And if you eat, you know, if you're not vegan, you can have chicken or beef stock. If you're a vegan, you can have great vegetable stock that you can make yourself or you can buy it somewhere, miso soup, those type of things. And yet what our body tells us first, when that stress comes to it, mm-hmm. and we haven't done our yoga, we haven't done our breathing, we haven't done our meditation, we're overwhelmed, that's when the message from the body becomes sugar. And that's the problem area, because now, particularly in these weeks, it's all around us.
And you, and it's a quick, a very rapid tumble down. And once you become more conscious of changing your whole pattern, it is as much as a cookie or something. Eventually, you become so aware of how quickly everything rapidly falls.
Yeah.
And it's so much around us. So it's not a mystery why people get so depressed during the holidays. Mm-hmm. And it becomes, I mean, we're already moving. We haven't changed and shifted our diet with the winter months to eat the roots, the sweet potatoes, the yams, the potatoes, the onions, the, you know, all of those wonderful earth. I mean, anything that grows below the earth, that's what you should eat now. I mean, instead of listing everything, just go, okay, does this grow below the earth now? That's what we need to eat. And it's that energy from the earth. If we want to talk about food energetics, but because we don't do that, when the stressors come in, the sugar is all around it, it's just posted everywhere. I was walking in the store the other day, and everywhere I could not find, it was like, where is there no sugar? It is so plastered everywhere. I was trying to go, okay, what, you know, and even from the fruit, this is when we eat less fruit, mm-hmm. but yet they really ramp up. Apples are harvested this time. Apples are really good to be eating. But if you're eating any other kind of fruit, oranges too, right off the tree, and persimmons, right off the tree. Those are the fruits I know of that are ripe right now, and those are the seasonal ones that we should be eating.
Yeah. And now I have to confess that it's the holiday season, so I get a package from Germany with bunches of chocolate and sweets that I don't get usually any other time of the year.
Do you get fruit cake? Do they do fruit cake? Is that just an American thing?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't care for fruit cake. That's a waste of calories to me. I'm talking about chocolate, okay? That's what I'm talking about. So
German,
I get chocolate, right?
Chocolate.
And maybe some German Christmas cookies. And they, you know, they have the different kind of taste, the different herbs in them, different spices in them than you usually would have during any other time. And so that is the thing that brings memories back for me. So it's like, oh, memories.
Yeah.
All great. And so I have to confess, the problem was this year the package came very early. And I have already, you know, eaten a lot of it.
You've already had having your Christmas.
And yet the problem is that while before I would just eat it, now every time I eat it, I know, and I also know my body well enough now that within 2 days or so, I'm noticing my digestion is different, my mood and focus are different, and now I know why. Now I've made that connection, and I can really say that, wow, I've eaten very little sugar over the summer. There were only a few days where I, you know, said, okay, you know, forget it. I'm turning 40. I'm just going to eat all the cake I can today. And I did. But you know, overall, I haven't eaten a lot of sugar this summer. And my body became very aware of what's good and what's not. And so now that the season is there with these things that I don't even think about eating during the summer so much, they're there. And it becomes really hard to leave them. So what I did, and sometimes we have to help ourselves, I put the package in the garage. Now, I've went out to the garage once or twice to get something out of the package. But here's the thing. There's a mental barrier and a reminder that says, whoa, like, you're doing that again. Why are you walking all the way out to the garage?
It's a little bit colder out there. You have to get bundled up to go out.
You have to put shoes on and all those things. And so what that helps us with is to really think about, why am I eating this? And why am I eating this now? And you know what? Maybe I wait until all my friends come over and we can eat it together. And so those are the things that we are suggesting that you try for yourself, so that when you have the get together with somebody and then there's more food on the table, that you have that little bit of extra leeway, because when you were just doing your regular everyday stuff, you have been paying attention to eating, you know, warm but light, right? So not a lot of heavy meats and not a lot of heavy sugars. Those are really kind of, and not a lot of dairy. So if you can reduce the amount of dairy, heavy meats and sugars, which includes muffins and breads and pasta and those type of things during the week, and you can focus on soups that are made from vegetables, you can have a little bit of meat, some eggs, and salad, green veggies, you know,
and
green
the
leafy
root
stuff.
Vegetables, if you eat the root vegetables, that satisfies the sugar.
It has body. Sweetness in it. Exactly.
I mean,
has
the body just, the body get, if you eat a whole potato or you eat a whole sweet potato, with the onions, when you cook the onions, they're so sweet.
Exactly.
That those root vegetables are what we need. That's what our body needs at this time.
Yes.
And, you know, people go, oh, I can't eat potatoes because they're so fatty. Okay, go. Were you going to eat a loaf of bread or a pound of cookies?
Exactly.
Your great body point. Wants the roots.
If you're still eating pasta, then you cannot be the one who says, I cannot eat a potato. And that's really how it is. No, right? That's the point where we have to really become clear wait a minute, what am I saying here? So if you're still eating bread and pasta, then a suggestion that would actually make things better is take out the bread and take out the pasta and eat the potato. Stick with what's closest to its very natural state. So whatever's closest. So bread and pasta, very processed. Potato, not so much processed. So those are the things that we want you to become more aware of. And what that is going to do, if you can do that, is that you are not going to be as stressed out. You're not going to feel as guilty. Guilt is a feeling that really can bind us. We can do a whole podcast some other time about guilt and what it does to us. And every time we eat something that we didn't really need, or we felt like we didn't deserve it, but we ate it, but now we're feeling guilty about it. Even just that causes more guilt, triggers more guilt, and that causes more stress. And then when we have more stress, what do? We eat another. which causes more guilt. So we have to be smarter than the average bear, as they say, and kind of say, well, you know, why don't I set myself up for success? I set myself up for success by making a little bit of a plan. What do I eat when? Do I have the right foods at home? Last week, I cooked a whole bunch of food on one day, and then I put it in the fridge, and I told everyone, okay, it's there. So the broccoli was there, and some other things were there, some chicken, some mushroom was there. Things for everybody in the family, so that when they would come home at different times of the day last week, they would always have something healthy sitting there in the fridge with easy access. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't have to go and do the bread or do the quick pasta dish or something like that. So if we set ourselves up for success, we can calm ourselves down, we can be less stressed, and then we can enjoy that occasional, okay, this Saturday we're meeting these friends and the feast is going to be a little bigger. And what you'll notice is if you go into the gathering less stressed and more nourished, your body has all the nutrients that it needs from the way you've been eating during the week, then you're not going to be compelled to eat as much during the gathering because you are able to focus on the people that are there.
Right.
And then the one other important thing is to, when you decide to eat something that you feel you shouldn't or whatever, right, make a decision to either enjoy it fully,
mm-hmm.
eat it and enjoy it fully and do not feel guilty about it, or don't eat it.
Right. It's just as much whatever energy you're building up about whatever it is you're eating. If you have reverence for whatever it is you're eating and you consciously think, this is wonderful, this is beautiful, it's a gift, it's come to me. If it's, you know, that wonderful, delicious chocolate laden with whatever it is, you know, enjoy it, but consciously do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so even more than just the eating, I mean, because there's a whole stuff about, you know, health and eating and, you know, gaining weight over the holidays or not. It's not even about that. This is totally not about whether you're gaining weight or not gaining weight or whether you're eating too much sugar or not too much sugar. It's what it's doing to your body and what it's doing to your whole nervous system and what it does to the way in which you interact with other people. This is the heart of everything.
Yeah.
It's the seed. And so, you know, think about it, how you want to show up with your family. How do you want to show up with your friends? How do you want to show up in the world? Do you want to enjoy being with these people? Do you want to feel that you can move fluidly if there's somebody you have a conflict in your family with and you just want to, you know, let that be a non-conflictive moment? And not that you have to be the one to resolve it, but the energy that you have changes the whole situation. And so mm-hmm. if we arm ourselves, if we equip our body, mm-hmm. which is where we hold everything,
mm-hmm.
if it's equipped right and it's at the highest vibration, highest energy level from the food we feed it, we're there. It will happen. But if we suppress all of our message centers mm-hmm. and the way in which we operate, the sugar sends us into this overload and we can't help but be flooded with anxiety
mm-hmm.
and fear and
frustration.
And frustration and anger. Okay, don't those sound like emotions that come up a lot during holidays? That happens when our body's compromised and it's not fed properly. And it's just a body function. And it's not this psychoanalytic thing that we have to go over and over and over about. I mean, there's a brain-body connection, definitely. But if we equip it right, we break ourselves out of that cycle.
Exactly. So this is not about staying skinny during the holidays. It's about staying sane. During the holidays, right? Staying empowered. And when we feel that we are empowered, that's when we can love our life, right? When we lose that feeling of being in charge of at least ourselves. We cannot be in charge of anything else, really. We cannot be in charge of our destiny as in we can control everything, but we can control what goes into our body, how we treat our body, how we revere our body and the food that we put in it, and therefore we can enable our brain to function at a much higher level. And when that happens, we will feel better, we will feel more empowered, and from that space is where we can then move things around in our life and meet our life from a completely different level, which is the level where we can enjoy and love our life and don't feel like a victim all the time. Don't feel like things are happening to us, because we are actually there. We are in more in the moment. We're more present. We're not, you know, taken aback or taken out of it by our own guilt and shame and all those things. And then our immune system at the same time will function so much better. Sugar actually shuts down your immune system for a time until the sugar is digested out of your system. So we are now not susceptible to the colds and all those seasonal little things that everybody gets, because we are more in charge of, okay, this is my body. I'm treating it with love. I'm treating my body with respect, even though there are the holidays going on.
I just thought of one thing. I mean, I don't know if you said it or somebody else said, you may have said it in one of the lectures that you gave at the schools when you were teaching, one of the schools that you taught at. If you want to guarantee yourself to get sick traveling in an airplane over the holidays, drink that soda that they bring down, because exactly. Your immune system immediately shuts all the way down at that moment, and that circulated air and all the coughing and sneezing that happens. Do that if you really want to stay in bed and recover for, you know, a few days, week, whatever. Go ahead and drink that soda.
Yep.
But if you don't travel, drink water.
Exactly. Yeah, so I love to use that example, because people say you get sick traveling on an airplane, but that's not the problem. The problem is you get sick because you get on the airplane and you drink soda all the way, and so you're shutting your system down.
Or alcohol,
you eat ice cream before you get on the airplane, whatever people do to, because it's boring sitting on an airplane for 12 hours, so, you know, you eat or drink.
Sugar. Uh-huh.
And the problem with that is you're shutting down your immune system, so now if the person next to you has something, now you're going to catch it. And when I stopped doing that, when I actually started traveling and eating super, super healthy during, if I were to go on a 4-day convention or some like a 4-day trip, I was drinking my protein shakes on the plane, and I would just have them give me water to, you know, to shake up my shake and all of that. And I never had problems getting sick or feeling extra tired. Matter of fact, I was the one at the convention that was the only one that stayed, you know, awake in the afternoon sessions, because I stuck to my protein shakes and fish for those 4 days, and it really, really, really makes a difference.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Thank you.
And with that, we're already out of time again. Next week, we will talk again about something holidays. And as you guys know, this section of the Love Your Life Now podcast is unscripted. So we just get together and talk about things that are important to women and families and us right now. And so we'll see what we're thinking about next week as far as the holiday topic, and we will bring that to you, or you can get in touch with us.
Can I say something about the winter solstice event, because it's in line with the holidays?
Oh, yes, do that.
So we are having a fabulous winter solstice celebration of light ceremony at the local Zorthian Ranch in Altadena. It's December 19th. It begins at 5:30 p.m. We have vans going up. The first vans leave at 5:30. And it's a yoga, meditation, live chanting, kirtan chanting with a band. And we'll have bhangra dancing, we'll have a drum circle, and then continuing on to celebrate with a live band into the evening, late evening.
Do you have the link already?
I have the link.
Okay, send that to me, and I will add that here on Podomatic and on the wherever I'm broadcasting.
Oh,
so you guys should be, if you're seeing this on Facebook or on Twitter, hopefully there's a link with that. If not, they can go to
Eventbrite. You can also go to Eventbrite
and check for it.
It's the Winter Solstice Celebration of Light, or yogaforbalance.org. Go right to that and you can sign up. But
yeah.
But I'm going to do the link, because It makes it much easier.
Great. Good. So with that, we want to make sure that you tune in again next week. And until then, we would like you to
love your life now.